Of all the places within those days, there are many, not very tall trees, but there was a great one who wrote this tune.
But no words, but no words,
he wrote no words. Yes, it was Tot Joplin wrote this tune, he called the Maple Leaf. And it was Hugh Emerson who wrote these words for us to sing.
Of all the poets within those days,
there are many, not very tall trees, but there was a great one who wrote this tune.
But no words, but no words,
he wrote no words. Yes, it was Tot Joplin wrote this tune, he called the Maple Leaf. And it was Hugh Emerson who wrote these words for us to sing.
Missouri claims him as one of our own, although he was born in Texas and taught his
song. He moved up to St. Louis back in 1885, and then
he drew the right song before he was ever done, and was
right there in old Missouri.
Started writing ragtime for the piano.
Oh yes, he was the ragtime king.
Missouri plays him as one of our own, although he was born in Texas and taught his song.
He moved up to St. Louis back in 1885,
and then he drew the right song before he was ever done, and was visiting
here in old Missouri.
Started writing ragtime for the piano. Now we name some rags of his.
There's Weeping
Willow and Teacher in Rag, The Entertainer and Pineapple Rag, and The Easy Whip is Euphonically Sons,
Wall Street Rag,
Country Club,
The Sixth and Lower, Searchlight Rag, Magnetic Rag, Eugenia and Top Time Rag, Roseleaf Rag, The Favorite Original Rag, Sugar Cane, His Biggest Project was His Opera Tree, Monisha Tree, Monisha has nine soloists and a chorus, and it's home for dancing. This is virtue, riches, as we do it's an allegory, tells a story. Must get educated, and leave all the superstitions far behind. His biggest project was His Opera Tree, Monisha Tree, Monisha. As nine souls and a chorus, and it's home for dancing. There's this virtue, riches, as we do it's an allegory, tells a story. Must get educated and leave all the superstitions.